News Radio WJPF, the Brad and Ron that I'm talking to. Mayor Brad Robinson joining us again. Good to see you again.
Good morning,
short notice,
sir.
By the way. And Chief Ron Raines, I've been wanting to get you in the studio for some time, so I'm glad you got the chance to come in and join us, Ron. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
The balloon glow, in particular, last year, put a lot of time, effort into it, and the weather didn't cooperate. And we're hoping for the best tonight.
We are. As of this morning, it looks like if there is bad weather, if it's going to rain, it's looking like it'll be in the southern seven counties, at least south of 13. But that line drawn is very close to Carterville's Cannon Park. So
right.
We're keeping a close eye on it. I think the absolute deadline is going to be 2 p.m. today on whether or not it can actually, the balloons can travel and it's going to happen. So we're optimistic. We're keeping an eye on it, but we're going to move forward as if this thing's going to happen tonight and tomorrow night.
But Ron, here's the thing: you've got a lot of other things other than balloon glow too. You've got bands planned. I know I've got my friend of mine, Greg Klutz, who plays with the Deplorables, is scheduled for tonight's performance. There are a lot of other moving parts. So I know the balloons are the centerpiece, but there's more.
There is. We have, like you said, we have the Deplorables are going to be there. We also have another band tomorrow night that's going to be there, which hopefully with the weather, you know, everything will work out. But we have inflatables for the kids to play in. We've got vendors, not only food vendors, but we do have some other vendors that are going to be there. So there's a lot of moving parts to this machine. And yeah, it is. Hopefully, we're got really high hopes that this is going to go.
Right. But you have two nights.
We do have two nights. Tomorrow is obviously going to be 100% better than today.
Partly cloudy, 54, the current forecast for Saturday evening.
Yeah. So, but it's just, I mean, we've tried, and last year we had such a, you know, we had to cancel, and that's the last thing we want to do this year is cancel it again. We've got to do our best to make this go.
All right, $10 per car, $30 per van, up to 15 passengers, and $50 per bus.
Yep.
And there's also a 5K.
Yes.
Now, it was interesting that I had the opportunity when Brad Robinson was at my home last Saturday. I had the opportunity to speak for quite some time, and it's interesting since you and I have spoke. I've talked to other mayors about some of the interesting things that you and I talked about, especially in smaller towns, that we've seen the pressure on the community. You know, you got to pay the pensions, you got to pay the bills, and sometimes that means you've had to carve out pieces of services to be able to make ends meet. And these events like this are not only important for Carterville, but I think increasingly important for a long list of small communities across southern Illinois. And you were really making the point with me Saturday to the point where I'm like, yeah, I see this happening a lot of places, and that's why this is important.
Right, it is. The fire department, from all the way back when I was a member of the department, even to today, the volunteer body of the department has always had fundraisers. And the purpose of those was not necessarily to buy things that the city couldn't afford to buy. It was to augment and improve or get the next step better piece of equipment for the community. And Chief and I were talking about this on the way here, thinking about all the way back from 1971 where the volunteers bought the old GMC brush truck that we replaced a few years ago now. Mm-hmm. Where the volunteers and the full-time guys all went together and actually built our new brush truck. And part of that was volunteer funds that put that together.
And you're wondering about brush trucks. That's for field fires.
Yeah. And even to the dive and rescue boat with our ice rescue equipment and dive rescue equipment, that boat was purchased by volunteer funds, and it's been outfitted by the fundraising volunteer funds, and it continues to be worked on today. Chief and I were talking about some aluminum boxes that they're planning on putting in there. So it certainly helps improve the equipment and the training that's available for the community members.
And it's interesting because I told Mayor Robinson when he was by the house that one of the reasons I moved to Carterville just over a year ago was because there was a fire department because there was a police department. It's one of the reasons why I moved to where I moved. After watching some of the things that went on in the county, I thought it was in my best interest, right?
Yeah, you know, the department is you know, we've got four full-time guys and a part-time person every day, and each one of them has a unique skill set other than what their fire and EMS background is. But as Brad was saying before, you know, I don't want the misconception out there that if there's something we need, we can't get it. These are wants. These are things that they want extra.
Better.
And they want, yeah. And so, we'll do some fundraisers and raise some money for it and try to get it done.
And I've always felt that way, too. If it's my town, right, which I feel that way about a lot of towns in Southern Illinois, Murfreesboro, my town, Carbondale, my town, Marion, my town, Harrisburg, because, they're my town, right? Ron, you get this because you're from Franklin County, boy.
Well,
I actually
grew up here in Carterville.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and then I moved up there to when I got on the fire department. Well, a few years before I got on the fire department, and I stayed till I retired there, and then I came back here.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Carterville and went to school here.
Because I originally, and I just saw this, and this new jacking system to extract people from cars, and I'm thinking, I wonder if Carterville has that, $650. You see stuff like that, and you go, wow, now we need this and want this, because there are a lot of things out there. And it's not like you can say, run down to Huck's and pick that up real quick while this person's stuck in a car. Got to have it when you got to have it. These are not, they're impulse wants maybe at some moment, but you've got to have it. You got to have it on the shelf, man.
Well, and there's we do have the extrication equipment needed to remove someone from a vehicle. But as you're saying, there are those little extra things that you can add on to it. You don't have to have that to make it work. It's just a luxury if you
right.
it's a want.
But if you're inside the car, you really want it.
Yeah.
when it comes to that.
We've got it, like I said, our skill set's very high with the guys that work for us, and they do a really good job. And we have very nice equipment by all,
Right. Balloon Glow, all right. What time today will you start to open the gates?
I'm going to say the music starts from at 6 o'clock. We'll say 5 o'clock.
All right.
5 o'clock, the gates will open, or it'll be available for parking.
At Four Balloons.
Four Balloons.
Where will the actual glow go on?
Right now, we do have to reevaluate the fields, but right now they're looking at doing the glow down by the soccer field. The infamous
gotten a lot
soccer
of
field.
Gotten a lot of press over the last week, the soccer
but
field.
We are also looking at, we may possibly have to look at higher ground. So it may be up near, closer to the parking area. We have to evaluate that this afternoon.
By the baseball diamond.
Right.
On the crest
but
of the hill.
But that is where the parking is going to be.
At this
either
point.
Way.
Right.
The parking will be up high in the same parking area as that we use for the 4th of July fireworks.
Have you got a preferred interest in the way people come in? Because I have two ways, because I go to the park quite a bit. I go to the one by Crab Orchard, and then I'll go to the one that is Greenbrier, then come up and come by the Civic Building.
Yeah. For the 4th of July, we always want them to come in off of Cannon Drive or off of Dent Street and up that way. Same thing here. We would like you to come in off of West Grand off of and then hit Cannon and come north.
Cross from the golf course.
Cross from the golf course, yeah, and you'll run right into the parking.
Right.
You can still go around the park. It's not like it is at the 4th or at the Free Fair where that road's blocked all the way around.
Right.
You'll be able to travel
to get
around
through.
That. Yeah.
And you got a great park, great opportunity this weekend, and a Balloon Glow. Of course, now you don't have to remind people to bring their cameras because everybody has one in their phone because these are really cool.
Yeah,
I'm one of those guys that I'm still have an inner 12-year-old that likes to be entertained, and fireworks and hot air balloons are one of the way my inner 12-year-old becomes very ecstatic.
Sure. And this is the we had talked about how we had to cancel last year. This is actually the third year that we've tried this. We had some logistical issues that we didn't get very far in year one. This is year three. So
want to pull this over.
We're very
the
determined
line.
That we're going to get this done.
All right, good. And members of the fire department there too, I'm assuming, to meet and greet.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have people we'll have people from the firehouse there. We'll have some equipment out there for questions to be asked. The kids always like to see that kind of thing.
To see that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So we'll have an ambulance and some fire equipment out there also.
All right. So that's the Balloon Glow, two nights. If you're thinking, weather, or I've got something to do Friday, or maybe you're just tired because you've worked all week, we're open Saturday night, too. This is a two-night event, two different bands, vendors, concessions, and four hot air balloons, and also a 5K, which is Saturday afternoon starting at 3. Registration begins at 1. And you also, the 5K participants, gain entry to the event whenever you're in the race and a T-shirt at no additional cost. So please keep that in mind. It's the Carterville Fire Department's Balloon Glow. Brad, it's good to see you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Ron Raines, Fire Chief Carterville, good to meet you.
Nice. Thank you for having me.